This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Washington, D.C. Acknowledge me.
Chris Russell on the Team 980.
I'm not trying to be a jerk. On this Wednesday, it is the final broadcast show of the week, which the way this show has started, probably not a bad thing. Mad Max, as you just heard, is with us wearing a Steven Strasburg Nationals Cherry Blossom Fest thing jersey.
I knew when I put this on today it would be a point of discussion.
And I'm just wondering, teammates forever, I guess?
For life.
Champions forever?
That's right. Brothers in arms. Right? Brothers in rings.
There you go. The Blue Jays don't mind you wearing a Nationals jersey?
As long as I don't have a camera on me, we're okay.
Well, you don't have to worry about that around here.
Not for long.
That's true. But, you know, every other show is on video, not this one.
Soon it will be. Get ready,
soon
everybody.
Soon it will be. Anyway, all right. Now that we're done throwing everybody under the bus, we're just having a little bit of fun with this. A couple of things that we wanted to get into. First of all, at 3 o'clock, we'll have actually two guests in the 3 o'clock hour, so we'll only be able to take calls for the first 2 hours of the show. My buddy Steve Cofield from Las Vegas will join us. He hosts an afternoon drive show out there. We'll get a temperature feel for the NCAA tournament with the gambling angle and how Vegas is still handling it with all the legal sports book. I think I heard with Sheehan on the way in, 38 states have legalized sports gambling and how that maybe has affected Vegas and the pilgrimage to Vegas that so many people, when I was living out there, and this was, you know, at the turn of the century, 1999, 2000, 2001, people used to flock to Vegas because that was where you could gamble legally. Mm-hmm. Right? So what effect has it had? Also, old man Pete Carroll in charge of the Vegas Raiders. They made a couple of acquisitions, including Geno Smith and Jeremy Chinn from the Washington Commanders. We'll talk to my buddy, Mr. Cofield, Steve Cofield, about that. UNLV just fired their head coach. Maybe get in a question about Ovechkin because he follows hockey because of the Vegas Golden Knights and so on and so forth. Yes. There. So that's at 3:30. At 3 o'clock, my guy Johnny D from down in Virginia Beach, Norfolk area, I hop on his show every Tuesday morning at 8:25. He's got a fancy TV production thing, and he's got a good setup. But he's a college basketball aficionado, which, as people know, I am not. So what I'm going to have Johnny D do is clean up our bracket, the people's bracket, right? The people that don't know anything bracket, right? Nobody really knows anything when they fill out a bracket in college basketball, right? Very few people, I should say, know anything. I mean, they might know Tom Izzo. They don't know who the Michigan coach is. They know who Tom Izzo is. They don't know who the Michigan coach is. Do they know who the Wisconsin... Hell, do they even know... If you're not a Maryland fan, do you know who the Maryland head coach is?
Juwan Howard still Michigan's coach?
Damn.
I know Greg Gard's got Wisconsin.
I go.
We're there.
Attaboy.
Kinda.
Attaboy. I know Indiana has. Well, they're not in the tournament. They supposedly got screwed. So did West Virginia.
So did this other
team. That freed up Darian DeVries to go from West Virginia to Indiana. And if he didn't go to Indiana, he was probably going to go to Iowa after a 1-year stopover in West Virginia. So now we have a transfer portal, which allows college athletes to play 6-7 years sometimes, switch schools 2-3 different times. Now, and we've always, I guess, to some degree had this, but there wasn't always the case where you were at a fairly major conference school, right? West Virginia would qualify in the SEC as a fairly major conference school, right?
Yeah.
Indiana would qualify as a fairly major conference school in the Big Ten, right?
Yeah.
Rarely did you have coaches going to a big conference school, even a poor school, and then leaving after a year. Now, a lot of times that happened with the mid-majors and the smaller schools as you work your way up. Here, this guy, Darian DeVries, goes from, I think he was at, I forget what school he was at. Got to look it up. I was reading it last night. And goes to West Virginia, has a pretty good year. They get snubbed, which I don't have an issue with. All the coal miners are upset.
Another investigation coming.
The governor is threatening all sorts of litigation because he's trying to curry political favor, not because he knows anything about college basketball. And then it gets worse for West Virginia. The coach leaves after a year. Oh, let's hire the coach. Let's support him. Let's move him here. Let's get his family here. Let's love him. Let's embrace him. Shoom, out the door as fast as he came. Gone. See ya. Bad week for West Virginia. Bad week for the state of West Virginia, baby. So we have all that. We'll get into the we'll have you continue to pick games, right? We're moving into the round of Sweet 16 in terms of winners and whatnot. We'll clean everything up at the end. I'll officially enter in the bracket sometime tonight in between doing everything else that I've got to do. I've got so many brackets that I've got to fill out that I haven't filled out, and we will do all of that. But I wanted to throw this out at the very start. Max, was it okay? It's okay for me to jump into this right now? You said something in my headset.
No, I can do the bracket challenge right now.
Oh, okay,
and get
gotcha.
That entered.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, we don't have it filled out yet. So
once we fill it out, yeah, I can get it all right. Entered in.
That sounds good. So here's the deal. I was thinking about this morning, and this comes from what we got into yesterday. CBSSports.com gave the Commanders an A+ for their offseason and said, this is exactly how you build off of an NFC championship game year. And I think everybody would agree with that, right? Aggressive, bold, making big trades, adding big talent, surrounding your stud quarterback, taking advantage of the cheap contract, so on and so forth, right? This is how you do it. Then we had a caller call up in the early 3 o'clock hour yesterday. I think it was Greg in Maryland. I apologize if I'm wrong on that, but I'm pretty sure it was Greg in Maryland. And Greg was, if I got the name right, was saying, oh, wait a second. How can we give an A+ when they really have not added much of anything to the defense? Sure, they brought back Bobby Wagner. Sure, they brought in Jonathan Jones. Sure, they brought in Will Harris. Yes, they added Dietrich Wise. Yes, Eddie Goldman. Yes, Javon Kinlaw. So they have added, but they've also subtracted and changed out Jonathan Allen, Jeremy Chinn, Ben St. Juice, Michael Davis, Dante Fowler. You get the point. So have they truly added, or have they just changed the recipe? And I think it's more that they've changed the recipe, and I think it's they've altered the ingredients to play a different style and to attack a weakness that they clearly, and everyone else also, identified, right? So they have done this, but there very much still is a question that remains. Have they made the defense any better overall? And you can make an argument, I think, that they have. You can make an argument that they really haven't. Because they haven't added a big-time pass rusher. That we know. And as a matter of fact, they subtracted one. And if you throw in Jonathan Allen as a part of that mix, they've subtracted 1.5 pass rushers, 1 2/3 pass rushers. You get my point. Dante Fowler and Jonathan Allen, right? Okay. So here's the point overall, he said. Are the Commanders, who right now, again, today, officially a week into free agency, but 9 days into the legal negotiation period, have not added anybody of tremendous significance on defense. Are the Commanders in any danger of doing what now people are starting to point the finger at and accuse the Cincinnati Bengals of? And that is surrounding their star quarterback with talent, and in the Commanders' perspective, talent and protection, while largely hoping to stop people on defense with a shoestring budget, with shoestring resources. So that's the accusation now that the Bengals have paid Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins. As a matter of fact, it was the accusation all of last year as well. That, hey, because they paid Joe Burrow, because they've got to pay this, because they've got to pay that, they let several key free agents go, including Jesse Bates, the great free safety, DJ Reed, who they just brought back. Not DJ Reed, BJ Hill. The point being is, are the commanders in danger of getting to that point where you're trying to bolster the offense, however you choose to bolster the offense, and hope that you can win on defense with a shoestring 9-to-5 ham and egg type budget and resources? Because if you think about it, outside of the costly splash, and it $45 million really isn't that costly in today's NFL, they haven't spent any money, any real money, on defense this year, right? They spent a little bit of money last year. They did bring back Bobby Wagner, 1 year, $8 million. Okay. They did sign a few guys. Okay. Outside of the Javon Kinlaw deal, haven't spent any real legitimate money. Are they trying to manage the way the Bengals seemingly are now trying to manage? And you might say that's crazy because they don't have two stud receivers like the Bengals did. And, of course, it made sense to keep Joe Burrow happy and to give him his weapons and Mike Gesicki and so on and so forth. You might say that. But you know what? They might be dealing with a situation like that very shortly. I'll explain what I mean by that next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. We are late, off and running. We will get everything back on track. We will ask you to pick some games for us as we fill out the people's We Know Nothing bracket right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we are off and running here on a Wednesday afternoon. Little bit of a chaotic start, but we'll settle the ship down. Stay with us. Bear with us. Last show of the week for me. We're off Thursday and Friday in this time slot because of the NCAA tournament. We'll have all the games starting at 11 a.m. with pregame coverage from Westwood One. Wall-to-wall coverage. Basically, what they do is they don't stay on one game. They just whip you around, you know, basically like a studio whip-around type show, which is cool because you get to duck in and out. So if you're at work, if you're driving around, if you're at a playground with your kids or whatever, listen on the on the Team 980 on the Odyssey app via Westwood One. So again, we'll be off until Monday. I'll be keeping you busy on social media and all that stuff. But Kevin will be on for an hour each of the next two mornings, kind of as a preview, if you will. And then I will be off. Craig will be off. And then, of course, Maryland at about 4:30, I think, is the tip.
Something like 4:35
that, yeah. On Friday afternoon with pregame coverage, of course, before that. So just a lay of the land. We're asking you to still pick some games. We will do so at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980, right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Now, before we get into the calls, I just wanted to reset real quickly what we were kind of talking about. I am not saying that the Commanders are the Bengals. Not saying that at all. Is there a potential fear in your mind that they might become like what the Bengals model seems to be, which is heavy on offense at the skill positions, and everything else will basically be on a shoestring budget, 9-to-5 ham and egg style, okay? And by that I mean, again, where a lot of resources aren't spent on fixing a pretty significant problem. And the reason why it's even remotely comparable, it's not yet, but the reason why it's remotely comparable is this. Terry McLaurin's going to get a contract extension probably worth around $32, $33 million a year coming up at some point soon. Don't know exactly when, at some point soon. What if Deebo Samuel has a great offseason program, looks the part, has a first big 6-7 games, a free agent to be, a guy that they identify as part of the now core? He's made everybody's life easier. He's back to being close to, if not the old Debo. You're going to have to do a new contract to keep him. Sure, you could franchise tag him, which is what the Bengals basically tried to do with T. Higgins, but eventually they worked out two long-term contract extensions. And if you've already worked out one for Terry at $32, $33 million a year, because that's the going rate now, Debo Samuel might cost you $25 million a year if you want to play that game, if you want to invest in that game. And maybe you don't. And maybe you just say thanks, but no thanks. And it was a one-year trial. Or maybe you franchise tag him and you pay him $25 or $26 million all against next year's cap. Whatever you want to do. The only way it doesn't happen is if Debo doesn't pan out. If Debo's hurt constantly, or if Debo never even comes close to what he once was. So is there any worry, any concern in your mind that eventually, how soon? Don't know. Eventually, the Commanders sort of look like the Bengals. Offensive heavy, skill position heavy, shoestring budget for the offensive line, for the running back room, for the defense, right? The Bengals have one really good defensive player. They have a couple of other contributors that are solid, but one really good defensive player. And he's got questions. And he wants a new contract. And they have given him permission to get traded. Is there any concern, any fear? Do you have to build a team that is balanced on both sides? Or can you be offensive heavy and still win in a point scored league? Is there any difference? Is there any fear? 301-230-0980. We'll quickly do a trending alert, and then we will get back to and out to your calls right away on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, so before we get to the calls, I know how everybody is going to treat this. Oh, you're an idiot. You're a dummy. No, we've got Adam Peters. We've got, well, you're right. You have Adam Peters. You also have Dan Quinn, a defensive-minded head coach. I personally don't feel like the Commanders are going to morph into what the Bengals are basically trying to do or look like they're doing, which is be heavy skill position, heavy wide receiver and quarterback, and, again, a shoestring budget, a sprinkle, a dash everywhere else, and try and depend on, you know, three or four big hit items, big ticket items, and everything else gets a little splash, a little touch, but not a lot of love. I don't see the Commanders doing that. Here's why. Even if they have to pay Debo Samuel after this year, midway through this year, whenever they choose to do that, along with a long-term extension for Terry McLaurin, they've got at least 2 years before they have to really worry about Jaden Daniels' money and Jaden Daniels' contract. Now, when they get to that point, I would strongly suggest trying to do a long-term extension after 3 years when they get to that point. But they can't even do it until after his third year. So they've got 2 years and 1 year if they wait on Debo to become a free agent. And even if he pans out this year, to pay him 1 year at that point, but they could still delay it 2 or 3 years because of the fifth year option. You get my point. Is Jaden Daniels, as we know, is under a very reasonable contract for the next 2 to 4 years potentially. So the Commanders can do what the Bengals can't do, which is they can spread the love a little bit. Even if they choose to pay Terry McLaurin, which they will, and Debo Samuel, because they're not paying Jaden Daniels. Yet, they've operated, for the most part, so far this offseason, with largely a shoestring budget, nickel and diming, ham and egging their acquisitions, with the exception of Javon Kinlaw, which most people, including the host, think was a pretty egregious overpay. But at least You can't say they haven't spent anything. So I do not believe that the Commanders are in any jeopardy of becoming that, the Bengals, who are, by the way, the modern day Indianapolis Colts. That's right. For those of you old enough to remember, and I am, Max, this was when you were a little teenage pup. The Indianapolis Colts of the early to mid-2000s, the Peyton Manning era.
Yes, I was a teenager during those times.
Yes. All they cared about was adding skill and talent to surround Peyton Manning. At one point, they spent 80% of their salary cap on offense. 20% on defense and special teams. You want to know why the Indianapolis Colts lost to the New England Patriots every year? Because they were too busy running a freaking fantasy team. You want to know why the Bengals are probably going to continue to suck? Because they're too busy running a fantasy team. I don't think Adam Peters is that dumb.
You know why the Redskins sucked for so many years?
Because they were too busy running a fantasy team?
That's right.
Let's get to some calls. Any fear at all? Any reasonable fear? I don't think so. And again, we're projecting here. Work with me. We're projecting. Not right this second, but right away you see some, hey, why are we going to spend a lot of money on the defensive side? We're going to bolster the offense with Laremy Tunsil, with Deebo Samuel, obviously the draft, whatever other moves they make. Is that a reasonable fear? Or not even a concern? Let's go to DC in Calvert County in the leadoff spot here and get DC in. What's up, DC? How are you, pal?
I'm excellent, Russell. How you been, man?
I'm doing okay, brother. What's shaking?
That's good. I've been listening to you stir up the pot here on the radio lately. But I'm just trying
to give you something thought provoking, just something to chew on my last day of the week, so that you guys can all hate me for the 4 days that I'm off.
You definitely did a good job at that. Have a great day. I don't see us following the Bengals model at all. We upgraded where we needed to upgrade on the offense and defensive sides of the ball. Now, did we have to spend a lot of money to do it? No, we haven't so far. But we, like you said, we're going to have to sign a couple of people that we traded for if they show out this year. And then on the defensive side of the ball, we had trouble with the run game. So we've gotten bigger bodies. And I look at it like this. People might not think we upgraded at these positions, but these guys haven't played in our system yet. But if they can do the same thing as the people before them, we got them for a lesser price. So we maneuver so we still have money to still get a big player on defense, and we've either held pat or got a little bit better on the defense, because we definitely got some bigger bodies that's going to help Bobby Wagner instead of having to – he can make more plays like he did against Bruce Irvin in that game against the Buccaneers instead of having to try to make the play, you know, 2 yards downfield.
Yeah, and here's the thing. I don't think they've added anybody sexy. I don't think they've spent a lot of money. That much is hard to dispute. But I do think they've changed the defense. And I've said that. You've said that.
I
think they've changed. I don't know if it's dramatically better, but I think it's different. And I think it's more geared to attack where their weaknesses are. Clearly, they and everyone else identified, hey, man, we've got to stop the run, or we've got to stop getting just absolutely hammered by the run. If we can't stop it and shut it down, we have to limit it, and we have to get better at that. And it all starts up front, and that's what we have to do. And like you said, it better protects Bobby Wagner as well, and other players. Frankie Louvu, think about that as well, right? So
Russell, it
does that.
Also, we got to remember, our number one asset is at a discounted rate right now, and we traded and made sure we protected our number one asset with that left tackle. So that is a sexy move to have a top five left tackle.
It is.
We were used to Trent. We didn't have a Trent for a few years. I'm not saying Tunsil's Trent, but he is going to protect Jaden. And I got a feeling if somebody get bombed, he's going to trip him, kick him, bite him, or do something.
My guy. Hey, DC, did you pick games on Monday? I can't remember.
No, I didn't call in. I wanted to call in, but I was busy and I didn't get to.
All right, I couldn't remember. Yeah,
I got some picks for you.
Yeah, all right. So I'm going to give you a couple of games at random here, right? And you just pick a winner for me, okay? Number five,
sir.
Oregon. Number 12, Liberty. Liberty, Liberty, Liberty. In Seattle on Friday.
Oregon's basically playing at home. That's an easy one, Oregon.
All right, gotcha. Smart pick there, I think. Number four, Arizona, and number 13, Akron, also in Seattle on Friday.
I think that's going to be a high-scoring game, but I'm going with Arizona.
All right.
A little more defense on their side of the ball.
My guy. Excellent. Well done, as always. Appreciate you, brother. Have a great weekend.
Have a great
Yeah, thank you. You too.
Thank you, brother.
I appreciate you.
You.
149 on the Team 980. I tell you what, we'll take a timeout. We'll come right back to the calls. We'll get your picks in as well. And again, I know this might be a little bit weird and it might be a little abstract for you. Work with me, right? There's nothing else big going on. We're asking you to think, and we're asking you to project. We're asking you to think outside the box, not just react. Look ahead. That's what teams do. That's what executives do. That's what this show tries to do. Tries to attack problems before they become problems. On the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Incredibly stupid take. You suck. Just some of the rantings of a madman, indeed. By the way, in case you were looking for a cap space update, the Commander's cap space has shriveled significantly.
That'll happen when you sign a lot of guys.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, a lot of volume, but obviously Debo's $17 million, Laremy Tunsil's 20, what does he make? I forgot the number. 20-ish million, somewhere in that range.
Something like that.
You know, obviously Bobby Wagner on a one-year deal. Zach Ertz on a one-year deal. Will Harris. Jonathan Jones on a one-year deal. All the one-year deals are great. They give you flexibility, but they all count against the cap. The Commanders, by the way, have right now about $23 million per overthecap.com. in team cap space. So we will keep you up to date on that. As far as the breakdown, though, look at this, right? Already, even with a cheap quarterback who makes virtually nothing, $149.82 million on offense, $113.2 million on defense. So already, without Jaden Daniels making any legitimate real money for his talent, for his position, already there's a $37 million spending gap, if you will, between the defense and the offense, with the offense carrying, you know, of course, much of that. Laremy Tunsil, by the way, yeah, his base this year is just shy of $21 million. So, and that's his cap number because the Commanders don't have to pay what the Texans had to pay in terms of signing bonus. But already, there's a significant gap. Now, you know, if you, again, that doesn't mean you can't operate. Of course you can. If you look at the Cincinnati Bengals, right? Because that's the comparison we were kind of wondering about. And again, by the way, I do not believe that the Commanders are in any jeopardy of becoming like the Bengals, but I'm still struck by how teams construct their roster and how teams deal with stars and how teams' philosophy changes and bends and manipulates. And there's lots of ways to do it. There's no right way, no wrong, or one right way and one wrong way. The Bengals right now, okay, have a breakdown of this, $163.6 million on offense, $97 million on defense. What did we criticize a lot of last year on this team? The defense, right? Daron Payne makes a lot of money.
The most on the team, in fact.
Yeah. That's basically about it. I mean, Frankie Louvu makes a healthy paycheck. Bobby Wagner now makes a healthier paycheck. But, you know, all things considered, like, it's Daron Payne and a lot of smaller deals. I mean, Kinlaw, obviously. But the point being is, we can't expect the defense to be as proficient as the offense in Cincinnati or even here in Washington when more of your resources are going to that side of the ball. A lot more of your resources. So that is a little bit of a concern. A little bit. And it could get even more of a concern as we go along, as we outlined. All right. All your calls coming up. I promise. I know you're out there. I appreciate you being patient. First hour of the show was not exactly as we planned for various reasons. Just hang with us. Hang tight. Right out to your calls in moments on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.